Does anyone want to qualify for the Champions League next season? Does anyone want to finish in the top four this season? And does anyone actually want to play in Europe's elite competition? Because everyone knows Messi will just destroy you at some point anyway. This is In Airplane Repair. Listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast anywhere in the month of May. It seems like we do a monthly pod now.
It's a monthly pod
it
for sure.
It is a monthly affair. joining me today to discuss, the title race, the Champions League, Messi and more, is the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper!
Hello, good to be here. Lovely times.
Yeah, I wasn't actually gonna come to you. It's just I was gonna introduce Jasper, and then the wrong words just came out of my mouth.
Yeah, but it's fine because we're ready for anything on this pod. You know, it's what we do, and we do it well.
Good to have you, Johnny. Our fan on the road. Are you ready for anything?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, born ready, and living ready too as well.
That's good to hear. Our expert statistician, Otto _ Wolf, are you living ready?
sure as hell am. Born ready, living ready, that's what they say.
And Jasper Khawaja, the only one of us who's coached a team, and the psychology expert in the room, are you ready for the pod?
I am also ready, yeah, born ready. Live ready.
All right, well, you're so ready, I'm going to ask you the first question.
Yeah, bring it on.
Liverpool lost 3-0 against Barcelona.
They did.
Did they deserve to lose 3-0?
Well, as I like to say in cup competitions, small margins, and I've actually developed this saying a bit more, the Champions League, what you need is a combination of luck and magic.
Ah, right.
So I sort of looked back at Madrid's Champions League successes over the past few years, a lot of great goals, also a lot of decisions their way, a lot of offside goals, etc. Barcelona, the magic of Messi, also the luck of Liverpool's missed chances, things like that. You could argue Pep hasn't had the luck in the last few years.
No.
With certain decisions going against them.
It did feel like a...
And you need that combination to win the Champions League.
It was like a typically Barca performance. Mm. Like... You remember that game when Chelsea lost 2-0 and they played really well at the Bridge like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, years back.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, Messi's now scored 600 goals, 491 with his left foot, 85 with his right foot, 22 headers, and two other. Otto, do you know what those other goals were?
I know one.
I know he chested one in.
Handballed one in.
Thanks, guys. Is your name Otto?
We knew the answers, Otto. Luke and Jasper, follow us on Instagram.
All right. Well, anyone?
Can I just come back to the point that Jasper made, where he was talking about small margins?
Yeah.
Because I think, there were some small margins, and those small margins, as you were saying, were Salah hitting the post and a couple of other chances where Liverpool could have scored. But also, like, let's say that, like, every chance which should have gone in had gone in that game, it would have been, like, maybe, like, 6-2 instead of 3-0.
I reckon 6-3, but yeah.
So it's not like, you know, if we're gonna, you know, small margins work both ways, even for the winning team.
But although, 6-3 is quite, I would rather take 6-3 back than 3-0.
Oh, yeah, but you also...
I would have gone 6-2, to be honest.
But also, like, Barca's late chances were only because they already had the lead and Liverpool had to push to try and get a goal. Mm. So,
But Liverpool only got their chances because they were pushing to get a goal.
But now we're straying dangerously into the realm of the hypothetical here.
we're very deep in hypotheticals,
Johnny, is that the best free kick you've ever seen?
Yeah, I guess so. I can't think of a better one.
Yeah.
Wasn't alive for Roberto Carlos, I think. Maybe it was like 4 or something. Let's go for it.
30 yards out.
Yeah.
I heard some people saying that Alisson shouldn't have had a wall.
Yeah, I mean, I do wonder with that, what's the point of a wall when it's that far out? But, because, like, the point of the rule is to make it hard to make it come up and down, which just isn't the case when you put your yards out. You could see it the whole way.
Yeah. Luke, any thoughts on the free kick?
It did take a tiny deflection, didn't it?
Did it?
I don't think it did.
I don't know.
I don't think it did.
I looked at the replays, and we thought it might have, and then we were like squinting at the replays, and we thought it didn't.
I looked at a lot of. I think it does take a tiny deflection, but it's one where you don't know whether that's actually made a difference, because the deflection might have pushed it slightly wider and made it curl more, so it's kind of hard to. Or maybe it didn't. Well, maybe it didn't even take an effect. But yeah, I was like before the free kick. I was like, "Is he even going to shoot from here? Are they not just going to cross it?" And then the next thing I knew, bam, it was in top bins, upper Benjamins. So good shot.
Yeah, it was nice.
By Messi.
I quite like how Messi does his thing where like he really turns on for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And just for those last 15 minutes, it's just like he'll take any chance he can, and like the free kick. Unfortunately for Liverpool, fell in those 15 minutes.
But that was the thing, you actually knew. You know when Liverpool had their spell of being good?
Yeah.
You just knew if they don't score, they're just going to get fucked up.
Mm. I mean, Liverpool...
Well, they started...
Go on, Luke.
They started giving Messi a lot more space when they did that. Like, earlier on, whenever he got the ball, they'd immediately have, like, two or three players around him. But then, yeah, when they were pushing forward more, quite a few times, like, for their second goal... as well, where he plays in, and it eventually goes to Suarez and back to him off the bar. Like, there was just, like, he was in loads of space, like, the defence were too far, and then the midfield were too far.
Yeah.
Because the thing is with Messi, because he just kind of, like, walks around the pitch to wherever he wants to be, like, he just, as soon as, like, Liverpool maybe start to, like, stop being as structured, even if it's just one player, he'll just walk into that player's, like, the space that player's left, and just, like, abuse that space, because he just...
Yeah, did he take Van Dijk on?
It's not really a direct matchup. I mean, people love to say that kind of thing, but in reality, he doesn't really operate against an individual on the pitch because, like Otto says, he finds the spaces and abuses them. I like that phrase.
He did. Suarez abused quite a lot. That run was very good for the first goal.
Yeah, he played very well first half, especially,
he's
I
good.
Thought.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. He's very inconsistent these days. But when he's on it, he's just very hard to stop.
I wouldn't
course,
want to be a ref.
Just an absolute twat as well.
You know, I was really impressed by Vidal's. Vidal was sick.
Yeah.
He was winning challenges all over the pitch.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a different Barca to normal because they were a lot more pragmatic and actually...
Yeah.
Tried to stop Liverpool.
What did we make of Wijnaldum false nine?
I would have liked James Milner false nine, to be honest. He's had more experience in the role.
Wijnaldum plays up there, plays higher up for the Netherlands, doesn't he?
Does he?
I think.
Okay.
But then, like, it's easy to play high up when you've got Ryan Babel with you. You know, he'll make anyone look good.
Well,
yeah, exactly. But the thing is, as soon as Firmino came on, Liverpool looked so much better.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's hard to tell because, like, everyone's a bit tired, like, whatever. Like, it's a bit more like a loose game by that point when he came on. But, like, they did just suddenly have this link in the, like, between the midfield and the attack. It was so much better.
Johnny, can
I... Has he just fallen out of love with Shaqiri, then?
Well, I don't know.
Just, like...
Was he on the bench?
He was on the bench. Yeah.
But that's what's happened. Like Fabinho and Keita took a while to like actually get into the team, didn't they? So maybe it's a similar thing with that.
Yeah.
Keita started really well, and then
it's a shame.
Yeah, he did.
He's quite injury prone in this first season. Johnny, so can they turn it around Anfield? Is it over?
Well, I actually, as soon as the free kick went in, the guy I was with said it was 1,000 to 1 for Liverpool to go through. So I put £1 down. On that. But I thought they're getting away, though.
It's actually 9-1, I think, isn't it?
9-1.
For Liverpool to go through.
Well, not in this
strange,
in-play.
Strange
bet,
things happened at Anfield.
In that case, Johnny, you've got some great odds.
Or maybe
this is an in-play bet for the remainder of this game and the next game.
Essentially, yeah.
I didn't realize it. I thought in-play bets kind of finished at the 90 minutes, but wow.
Oh, really? You can bet on anything. So, I mean, I'm really hoping it comes in, but...
Okay, well...
£1,000 would be nice.
Yeah.
That was, I wouldn't mind £1,000.
Barcelona did flop last year in the second leg against Roma, after being 4-1 up.
But that was a free goal deficit, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's harder this way around because that was 4-1, so 3-0 was good enough.
I just feel like they're going to score one goal, you know?
Yeah. Also, that happened earlier when they were still fighting in the league and they rested some players at the start of that game. Whereas this time they've already won the league, so they'll get to rest whoever they want. And then, like, they've still got the cup, but that won't be for a while.
So we stick with the Champions League. Who are Barcelona gonna play in the final, Jasper Kawaja?
Oh well, you can't say they're definitely through. But Ajax obviously favourites in that game as well.
But, oh no, so many good players.
Very
Ajax
good performance,
team.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. It did look like they were playing with an extra man for quite a long
time. Yeah, that first half, they looked like they were playing with no pressure, playing really freely, where Spurs looked tense, as if they were for the first time like favourites.
Do we not talk about Moussa Sissoko enough on this podcast? He came on, he changed the game, didn't he?
I feel like we actually talk about Moussa Sissoko quite a lot. I think we talked about him the perfect
time. When he missed that shot against Liverpool, we talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think he was that good.
All right, fine.
Their defence, their midfield was just really boring and, like, not very, like, nothing. They weren't going to do anything. And then he came on and was slightly more interesting.
Yeah.
Well, did he start?
No, he
didn't. He came on. I was going to say credit to Poch for changing it. Because they were getting overran, as Jermaine James was saying.
Who did they have in the midfield before that?
Oh, for Tomlin. Oh, yeah. Okay, Johnny, let's talk about this.
As a fan,
like, your main man, Vertonghen, you're thinking, I'm happy. Yeah, he's playing. Well, he takes a big knock to the head. He's back on the pitch. And then he can barely stand. Where do you stand on this issue? Like, should...
As a fan?
Yeah, as a fan. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? In terms of concussion rules or in terms of my big man... The Tonga.
Where do those two things weigh in for a fan?
How do those two issues intersect?
I don't know. I don't really understand enough of the concussion test to know. Like, how legitimate is the?
Yeah, but not the average fan. The average fan doesn't know the concussion test.
Well, so the average fan, I guess, is like, just play on.
We didn't ask you as a medical expert. We asked you as a fan.
I don't know. I feel like give them concussion tests.
All right. Some people are saying that it should be an independent doctor should come in for the concussion test because the doctors are biased.
Oh,
and there should be concussion subs as well.
Oh yeah, like a rolling, like a 5-minute concussion sub.
But also, a doctor's got a responsibility.
Luke's trying to talk, but...
Wait,
it's always awkward. Is that you just talk over them, or do you hope you hear it?
Nah.
Luke, if you could just from now on just type what you want to say into the chat box, and we'll just...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Right, well, I'm getting this thing saying poor connection in the corner, so maybe it won't... I better say what I've got to say quick. Basically, you were saying concussion stuff, but like, if they concuss, like, they're not coming... Do you mean like while I forget? You know what? The moment's gone now, anyway. So.
Okay.
I'm checking to see if they concussed.
So that there's not pressure to get them out quickly.
Yeah.
Or what? Like a blood replacement?
You might want that with any injury.
Well, yeah.
Because concussion's like more subtle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently, he didn't get concussion though.
Well, that's what. Yeah, but he. Well, the thing is, he did. Like, he could barely stand. I mean, like,
I thought he'd had a stroke.
Okay.
When they put him around, they put his, like, they were holding up by their shoulders, and he was being dragged. Like, one of his feet was just dragging along the floor.
Yeah.
And it looked like he had a stroke.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe he still just didn't want to come off.
Casillas did have a heart attack.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's all right, Casillas. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just leave that one to you, our many listeners. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. I don't know if I really framed the question well enough to Johnny for me to even say what they should tweet us about. What are your thoughts?
Should there be independent doctors? Are doctors biased?
Yeah, are doctors biased? And if so, should there be independent, non-biased concussion doctors? Okay, so Man City didn't make the semi-final because they got beaten by Spurs in the game of the century. Do we want to talk about that?
Oh, way back.
I mean, we haven't talked about that. I just feel so long ago.
Should we just dwell on the very small, well, very big last-minute Sterling goal?
Yeah.
Because I just find it very sad that you can celebrate so much.
Yeah.
And then it'd be ruined
but
out.
But this is it. This
will you ever celebrate it boils as much
down,
again?
It boils down the whole VAR argument into one moment, doesn't it? Right. This is it. So like, I'm now anti VAR.
Are you?
Yeah. Because if that goal had been scored back in the day, it was like essentially Luke. Me and you were talking about this. He was like, it was like his leg was offside.
It was offside, but it didn't matter that he was offside.
Yeah.
It's not like an offside where you're trying to make a well-timed run to get in behind the defence, and if you're a yard offside then, that yard could be the difference between you getting the ball and you not. But in that one, it was like he was just coming back.
Yeah.
He got the ball, the whole defence was on the other side of him.
And
the play then went on for a while.
Also, I think if you look at some of the great comebacks, in the Barca 6-1 PSG game, Suarez dived, didn't he, for a penalty. Yeah. That wouldn't have happened. No, 6-1. Yeah. The Liverpool 3-0 in the final.
Oh, yeah.
Gerrard went down very easily for one pen.
Well, and there's that whole Dudek coming up his line as well. Yeah. And all that stuff. It's just, I don't know, really, but, you know.
Cheating is part of the game.
I agree.
Johnny, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't like VAR. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it ruins the celebration of the goal.
As a fan.
How many times have you heard this one?
Right, okay. Let's talk about...
Is Johnny really quiet for anyone else?
Hey, Johnny?
Is it just me?
I can turn myself up.
No, he's good. He's good for us.
Yeah, you're good.
So, let's stay with Man City, because they've got... I guess we should talk about Liverpool, Newcastle a bit, but they've got Leicester. Brendan Rodgers said that Vardy is a joy to work with.
Mm.
So it's gone up.
Joyful man.
Yeah, it's gone up a level. Is this like? Are they Man City going to win? Aren't they?
It's edging that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, as Gary Neville keeps saying, there have been no twists and turns, which is very strange for a title race. So
there
maybe
have been a few twists.
That being said, I mean, Liverpool was 7 points in the league.
Oh, yeah, no, recently, like the last 10 weeks, they've just
There wasn't really a twist, you know, it was more like a gradual curve.
It has been quite an interesting experience, because like, at no point has there ever been a big moment where you thought, fuck, that's it.
Yeah.
But, yeah... Johnny,
I was talking to my Liverpool mate the other day after the Barcelona match, and I was just saying it's mad. Liverpool have had such a good season; they're not going to have any trophies.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's pretty bad.
And then it's probably like that's it, isn't it? Like, they're not going to do this one again.
The thing is, this is the way I see it. Right, I'm fully accepting the fact they're not going to get any silverware this season. I know they're trash Newcastle tonight. And then Yuri Tielemans' hat trick on Monday.
He's very good.
He's very good. I don't know if they're going to hang on to him in the summer. But, what was I saying?
whether they'll build on it, basically.
Oh, yeah, next season, Chelsea are going to be really shit. Man United rebuilding, Arsenal. I reckon it's there for the taking again.
Yeah,
the top two, but are you going to.
Do you think the fact that
they've all been shit this season?
But the City are going to, what are they going to do? Win the league 3 seasons in a row?
Do you think the fact that nobody really hates Man City, but everybody hates Liverpool, makes it harder for Liverpool? Because Liverpool has more games, which are you got teams like Everton and stuff, and like Man United, who really want to beat Liverpool.
Well, this is Jamie Carragher's big talking point: is that teams turn up against Liverpool.
Yeah, but Liverpool also have all their secret agent managers down in the lower
league. No, but also I've heard the whole theory that whenever you're champions, they're the team you want to beat.
Right,
you turn up for that. I'm not sure.
I think people more want to beat Liverpool than they want to beat Man City.
I think maybe fans, but I don't think team like Burnley were playing full out against Man City the other week.
Yeah. Credit to Burnley. Sean Dyche, what a man.
He's a Liverpool fan, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I don't know. Do we need to do this whole kind of who's going to win the league thing? I just fuck this.
Well, Newcastle tonight for Liverpool.
Yeah, I could definitely see that being a draw or a loss.
Are they going to... the teams out? Are they playing everyone? Because obviously Champions League...
I don't know if the teams are, because it's still... It's not an hour to go. Well, basically, Liverpool and City want to win the league, but nobody wants to qualify for the top four because they haven't won any games. I just feel like they've all lost many games. Yeah. There must be some good stat here, Otto, you could probably chime in with. Where did I let this out? Oh, yeah, okay. Mauricio Sarri said that the Carabao Cup is harder to win than the Champions League.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
What was he smoking at the time?
Was he joking?
Well, he's basically saying that he was saying their Carabao Cup run, they've played many tough teams, and like Tottenham could get to the final having a.
Yeah, we'll stop that one.
Yeah,
stop
okay.
But I am looking forward to the idea that out of Chelsea and Arsenal, one's got top four, one hasn't, and they play each other in the Europa final. So one team could have everything and the other could have nothing. Or
yeah, that's quite fun.
Yeah, that would be entertaining.
The thing is, I guess the thing, what maybe Sarri means, I'm just going to... say what speak for him.
Yeah.
Maybe as a manager, it's really hard to motivate your players to go to like Leyton Orient and play. But like you don't have to you don't need to motivate them for the Champions League. They're always up for it.
Maybe.
Who did Spurs beat in the? They beat Dortmund.
Yeah.
That's hard.
But they have now lost to West Ham, Bournemouth. I mean, they.
Okay.
And obviously Manchester United, Luke, have gone through some of their worst form since the 1960s. So obviously Ole, the effect has now worn off.
Ole out, I say.
Well, much has been made of this, and I've invented a small game here. This is called the Manchester United Clear Out Calculator.
Brilliant.
So
love this.
People have been saying that obviously Ole needs a clear out. So what I'm going to do is go round, say a player, say his market value, and win his contract. Oh, I don't know, it might be too long.
Just say the player and we say it.
We're going to go.
No, that's all good. That's all good.
Oh, I like it. Thank you. We're going to go through the entire squad.
The reserves. Yeah.
And you're going to basically
start with McTominay, please.
You're going to say whether he's in or out, clear out.
Can we say, like in means in and a starter. Squad just means squad player or out.
Shut up.
No.
I just want to add a squad player element.
Are we just getting market value for them, okay, or are we hoping that somebody's kind of like going to, like...
I've got a webpage from transfermarket.co.uk.
Can we try and like hold out for a slightly bigger fee? Like maybe we'll go for a club that's looking for like that certain type of
we
player.
Can maybe get 5 to 10 million more than what he says.
I feel
but
like
no more than
I think you guys aren't appreciating the spirit of the game, which is you just say in or out.
Okay, Luke, as seeing as you understand the rules extremely well, we'll come to you first. Number one, David De Gea, market value 63 million, contract runs out. 63 million? I swear it'd be worth more than that.
No, because he's gone down surely the last year.
Oh, yeah, you shit now. Okay, Luke, in
or
out?
Very current.
In.
Okay. Oh, interesting. I would get rid of him.
Nah, who are you going to really get? After the summer, he'll be fine.
Jasper,
who are you going to get instead?
Well, Romero is quite a good backup. Anyway, Romero, in or out?
Obviously, he's a good backup. Yeah, keep him in.
Otto, Lee Grant, goalkeeper. Value 900k.
used to be a Wednesday.
How much, sorry?
900k.
900k. I'm gonna keep Lee Grant. He's good in the dressing room.
Right. Victor Lindelof, 31 million.
31 million? Fuck off.
He's quite good.
He's got a little green arrow next to his name.
What does that mean?
I mean,
Oh, right. It's going up then. Well, you've got to keep him. No, yeah, him.
Oh, okay. Luke Eric Bailly. 27 mil.
27 mil?
Not much, is it? Ah. Oh, this is where I want to be able to say more than just in or out, you know?
Squad. Yeah, say
you,
squad.
You're the one who made us stick to
it. Oh, out!
Out!
Ooh!
Nah, keep him for the squad.
He's too reckless. He's too reckless. Keep He's really him. Good, but then he just dives in two-footed at someone's chest.
Okay. Otto, Phil Jones, 18 million.
Yeah, you got to keep him, don't you?
Jesus.
There's what? No way.
Why are you keeping him?
That's Man United
that
DNA.
So good.
You can't kick him out.
You're keeping Phil Jones.
He's one of the last from Sir Alex. You need to keep him.
He can play anyway.
Yeah, you can play anyway.
All right. Jasper, Chris Smalling, 16.2 million.
Get him out.
Get him out. Finally, thank you. I'm just going to chime in here and say I want Marcus Rojo to leave.
Yeah,
he's
get
next.
Him out.
Johnny, Luke Shaw, is he overweight? If he is, should he be
he's
gone?
He's a fat man.
He's actually so more of a cute kid.
He's not cute, he's fat.
I don't understand. Surely he can't be fat, but
he's
he
not
looks
fat.
So fat. Like
he's not fat.
The fans call him
like,
fat, you fat bastard.
Like he's stocky, because like, he's got his, like, his neck and face look fat.
Yeah, he looks flabby. 22 and a half million.
How can he not fat look that fat?
Johnny, in or out?
Let's get him out. Shed the weight.
Okay. Luke, Man United captain, Ashley Young. 6 million. In or out?
Luke's quit and hung up instead of...
Only six of million?
Answer. Yeah, Luke's quit. All right, Arthur, we'll come to you for that one.
What was it, sorry?
Ashley Young, captain.
Value?
6 million.
Yeah, sell him.
He's so old, I guess.
Sell him.
Just sell him. I think he's a bit too much of a big character.
Yeah. Alright, Diogo Dalo, in or out?
Yeah, I'd keep him in, keep him in the squad, keep building him.
Alright, Matteo Darmian, I'm going to go with, in, he seems alright.
Are you taking note of who's in and who's out?
Well, I was going to add up all the money we'd made and then you could say, oh, you could buy Pogba.
I think more of what you should say is you should say, like, because also we want to know how many players we've still got.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel like okay.
It would take a long time if we're going to completely rebuild the whole
shit,
squad.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, are we really going to rebuild the whole squad now?
No, we'll just buy one player at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just...
Luke, you missed Ashley Young.
Out, Ashley.
Yeah, out.
He's out, mate.
Here's a big one. Antonio Valencia, Johnny, 6 million. Contract expires in the summer.
Definitely get him out.
Thing is, there's all not much money for any of these.
33 places. Years of age. Get him out. Luke.
Every little help.
Nemanja Matic, 31.5 million. I'm going to take that as a no.
Is he frozen or is he?
He just doesn't want to sell any players.
It's just me. No, can I take it?
Yeah, you want to take it?
Yeah, he's out.
He's
right
out. Here's the big one, the big one, Jasper. Paul Pogba, 81 million.
Oh.
is that pleasure? Is that pleasure?
I think he will leave. I think they should try and keep him, but I think he'll go.
All right.
That's not what the question is. We're playing a different game.
If
now.
You're Ole, do you say in or out?
A man has come to you with a clipboard. You say in or out?
I say in.
Ooh, okay. Whoa. All right. I've got Fred here. I'm going to go with.
How much is he worth?
What's he worth?
31.5 mil.
Get him out. That is only going to go down.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. We haven't seen enough of Fred. We haven't seen enough of Fred.
First season,
yeah, maybe. Maybe it's not best to take an immediate £20 million.
Johnny and Herrera contract expiring in the summer.
How much is he?
25 mil.
Well, they're not renewing his contract, are they?
Are they not?
So apparently, all the talk is he's going to PSG.
Right. So
well,
that's that,
he
then.
Wants more money, I think. Or something they're not offering him.
Oh, okay.
Right. You're getting context that we don't need.
Yeah, sorry, Johnny. So we're
just
going to bypass
information
you for that one.
I think in on him, but he is going
to
go.
Yeah, Luke. Sorry, it's not your turn.
Yeah, I know.
But it is your turn now, Scott McTominay.
Oh, yes,
6 million.
Oops.
Scott McTominay.
In.
I swear he's worth more than 6 million.
Yeah, he's
that's
sick.
Weird.
In Juan Mata Otto, 22.5 mil.
Out, sell him.
Yeah, I agree with that, Andreas. What's that? Sorry?
It's like 31.
Yeah, 31. Andreas Pereira, Otto. No.
Well, I get another one. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, Jasper can do it.
Oh, very kind.
Yeah, keep him.
Keep him.
How old is he? How much is he worth? Sorry?
23 and 7 million.
Oh, only 7 million?
These guys are definitely worth more than
they
that.
They are, I think so, yeah. Mm. Anthony Martial, Johnny. £54 million.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get him out, you know.
Really?
Good choice, Johnny.
Get the money in.
Yeah,
I feel like his attitude's not there.
I agree.
So much potential, though.
It's quite easy to sell players if you don't also have to think about replacing them, because I think once you start to think...
Think of all the money we're making. Fucking rich.
Because if I've done anything for Football Manager, it's that you can just accidentally buy an Icelandic centre-back and he's not actually any good and your scouts are shit.
Yeah.
And that's just...
Ollie has learned a lot from Football Manager as well, so he's probably taken that on board.
Yeah, maybe he has.
Did you see that thing where Ollie doesn't park in Sir Alex Ferguson's space in the car park?
Really?
Oh yeah, because God. it's like a holy space. Yeah. Like, it's the manager's spot. He doesn't want to park in
wow.
it.
Wow.
That's like a bit weird.
But he's
they've got to move on. I think as soon as they move on and start parking in his space again, yeah, things will get better.
I think you're right. Johnny, here's a big one for you. Alexis Sanchez.
Oh, first out the door.
well,
I don't know. I think...
So here's an interesting... So they pay him £500,000 a week, right? But in order to get rid of him, they may have to actually pay, like... I can't remember. They've got to pay, like, £13 million or something to him.
But his contract is worth £100 million over 10 years. Over, like, how many years it is.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to try and, like, cash out, give him, like, a early cash out, yeah, and then he goes and plays for another team, like, in China or something like that.
But it's also... Isn't there an argument also that they've fucked up their entire wage structure because they give him so much money?
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be like, yo, give me that much money.
Basically.
Yeah. So we're going without them for Alexis.
Yeah.
But it's whether anyone will want him.
Like, China? How are the Tottenham players still on, like, 60k a week? I just don't understand.
I thought they just paid them a bit more this year.
No, they, like, obviously they're paying them a bit more, but, like, Sanchez is on 500. You know, like, the Arsenal players were all on, like, 150, shit like that. Walcott was on, like, 130.
Yeah.
And then the Tottenham players were on, like, 70 and 60.
I thought Kane was on 200 and something.
Yeah, maybe he is.
Luke Jesse Lingard.
What's his market value?
Oh, it says here 36 million, but... I mean, he's got to be pushing 50, hasn't he?
Thomas, you made the rules of the game. You can't start breaking them.
£36 million. In. Yeah.
Who's next? Marcus Rashford.
No, your big man, Romelu.
Romelu, how much?
76 and a half.
That's definitely out. 100% out.
Out. Jasper, I'm going to come to you for this one as well. What do you reckon about Lukaku?
Oh, okay. I think it's overruled.
I'd want to extend the debate here a little bit.
Well, because I would also be keeping Martial and I will keep Rashford. So I'm happy to get rid of Lukaku.
No, that is exactly why we do not extend the debate.
Apologies.
You can have Marcus Rashford, obviously.
I can give him that. Yeah. Give that to me. I'm being good.
But it's the end now.
You're keeping Rashford for sure.
Okay, it looks like we're going to have to buy about six players, seven players.
Yeah, but this is the
lots.
Thing.
So we kept all
like
three
Real Madrid completely, like Real Madrid completely need to rebuild. Yeah. So do Bayern Munich. So do a few other
Chelsea.
Massive clubs.
Chelsea.
How are Man United going to attract the best players?
Chelsea as well.
Chelsea, yeah. If they're not going to be in Champo.
Good question.
They say, you know, we're going to get, you know, come do a good season, we'll get Champo next season. Don't worry about it. You're young. You're fresh. You've got lots to learn. You need to learn some things in the Europa League, young man. Don't come over here thinking you're gonna play it up in the big league straight away. You need to learn the English game the way we play it here. And then
who are you talking to?
Yeah. Which player are you talking to, Luke?
If you reward us, then we'll reward you.
How do you know they're young? Half of these players are getting rid of weren't even young.
This is how you play FIFA manager mode. This is how they're going to do it.
This is like Juan Mata and stuff. They played Champions League. They won the Champions League.
Oh, no, yeah. No. We're not talking about
This is no, what Luke's saying anyway. To a
we
new player.
We're not trying to buy him back. We just sold him. Come
oh,
on.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're Man United. I feel
you're bringing, bringing in the young...
No, no,
okay. Who are the young talent, Luke?
Wan-Biss.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Your man Wan-Biss.
Yeah, I like Wan-Biss, yeah.
Okay, well, that...
Well played, Luke. Well played.
Yeah.
Well, you, can buy, you can buy Alexander Mitrovic and Ryan Barbel from us if you need to.
Well, that's the end of the Manchester United clear-out calculator game.
He's definitely not too proud to play in the Europa League.
I mean, my man would love to play in the Europa League.
If Man United have a chance to get old Gareth Bale, should they? Or is he...
No, because he's...
Luke's... No, shaking the finger. Not no, young, not talented.
Pardon? No, it's not. It's not.
Shut up. No, but seriously, I don't think it's... No, you don't want to buy these, like, random old... people when they're like, yeah, they're still good.
I agree,
but,
Luke. I agree.
You know,
he's not random old.
In look,
he is old.
You've got to pay him loads of money. He's going to get
yeah,
injured,
exactly.
And he's not going to be as good as he used to be. I agree, Luke.
I agree.
It's
Luke.
Too high a risk for the like.
But,
you're
look,
paying too much.
Luke, I mean,
essentially
look,
not a very big reward.
Luke, you're saying that Man United, they're going to have to settle for the Europa League. I mean, are they? I mean, they've got 30. They've got 65 points. Chelsea have got 68. Spurs have got 70, you know, I mean...
If Spurs lose next week,
yeah,
they will miss out on top four.
Probably. Well, not if everyone else loses.
Yeah, yeah, true, but probably.
There's still a slim chance, Luke, you know?
There is, but it really, yeah, it's going to need probably Arsenal and Chelsea to lose this weekend.
Which they are doing very successfully every game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so are Man U, so...
Yeah.
Well, Man U really should beat Huddersfield, though, so... Man, you've got like very easy last two fixtures. It's just the fact they rely on two out of the three teams messing up pretty badly. I mean, Tottenham have only got to mess up in one more game.
Breaking news. Crystal Palace have taken the lead against Cardiff.
That happened a long time ago.
I don't give a fuck.
That happened 45 minutes ago.
Okay.
I've got some genuine breaking news.
It doesn't matter. It's a long time ago, whatever.
Jasper has some genuine breaking news.
Daniel Sturridge starts for Liverpool.
Ooh. So for me,
pretty,
on the
pretty
bench.
Much a first team. Lovren at centre-back.
Man City are winning the women's FA Cup final.
Yeah,
we
got.
We are breaking the news.
Wait, is it 1-0? Yeah, it's still 1-0.
We are breaking the news.
Well, considering that West Ham, they lost 7-0 against Man City earlier in the season, so...
What, women?
Yeah.
Alright.
So, yeah.
Where have we got two for done yet?
Yeah, we're done. We've finished the Manchester United calculator.
How much money do you have and how much did we sell?
I'm going to say we sold around 7 players and we've gained pretty much 200.
I sold 7 players alone.
Yeah,
who are we going to hire as our like sporting director?
Rio Ferdinand.
Is it going to be Rio? Do we want him in charge of our new signings?
Yeah.
I feel like we sold a lot more than 7.
Okay, well, you can tweet us at Pilot Pundit.
You'd tell us how much money we had.
Yeah. But then I didn't want.
That was an easy bit of a quiz, is it?
I wasn't.
You've got a good idea, but it just doesn't work.
I wasn't writing it down. Okay, well, that was a good game. Next, we're going to go to Jasper Khawaja to update us on everything that's been happening in the Championship.
Well, all you need to know is the Sheffield Wednesday Goal of the Year competition. Look it up on YouTube and tweet us. It's good, isn't it, Otto?
It is good.
Anyone, which one was your favourite, Otto?
Bannon.
The volley.
Yeah.
Top bins.
Which was the one against Norwich?
Forestieri.
That was very good.
Yeah, very good.
Any of it?
Is that all of the Championship news, Jasper?
Yeah, we don't talk about the promoted teams. We don't talk about that. We can talk about Leeds Villa.
Oh, okay, yeah. BLC.
Did you see how happy Chris Wilder was?
I don't know who he is.
He was... Because you know the Blades, he's been a Blades fan his whole life.
I don't know who they are.
Do we want to talk about the Bielsa letting the opposition score a goal?
It is amazing what Chris Wilder's done with Sheffield United. Free season.
Shut the fuck up.
It is pretty impressive. I wonder how they're going to fare in the Europe's top league, the Premier League.
Have you seen? Oh, I watched a video about analysing Sheffield United's tactics. Yeah. Right?
So they're playing
with, overlapping centre backs.
Wow.
They play with a back three.
Yeah, we all know this, man. Come on.
The centre backs have the freedom. One of the centre backs can run up into like attacking positions and like left wing positions.
Yeah, it's like then who picks them up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe. And then they score goals.
So, I mean, Johnny, how do you think they're going to fare next season in the Prem?
I mean, I actually think they could be quite good. I think Chris Wilder is genius, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why we let him go.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny you say, I don't know why we let him go. Obviously, referring to Oxford United. Okay. We're coming to you now for a League One roundup.
Oh, yeah, League One roundup.
We didn't really discuss
not the whole season. It's goal of the season.
I was willing to talk about Leeds Villa, but.
Okay.
I don't know, Luton are going up.
Alright.
Yeah. Oxford is staying up.
Can I say the whole Leeds Villa thing? If it was in a more important game, there's just no way you would have done that, right?
Well, if Leeds had won the game, I suppose with goal difference, they weren't going to go up.
Yeah.
But it did keep. It was a pretty big game still. And they'll probably play Villa in the playoff final.
So I'm incorrect.
Well, no, you're right, but it was big at the time that it wasn't casual.
Alright.
Both teams were definitely playing. Well, there was a lot of fighting as well.
It was, a lot of good fighting.
Mm. And diving.
And diving, yeah. Do we need to see more of this kind of, this action from managers?
Well, Aston Villa Leeds game.
Yeah, do you like this whole Bielsa
thing? I think the thing was, is that like, some, like, obviously, like, Leeds were pretty, you know, hashtag classy by letting them score.
Yeah.
But actually, there was a lot of diving and punching and actually players not being very hashtag classy. Because the player that got sent off because of a dive. He didn't actually punch him.
It's been rescinded, Dad.
It is like, Villa's fault for stopping. Why did they stop the ball?
But also, yeah, I don't really understand
Leeds didn't have to put the ball
let that goal stand.
I think play to the whistle, you know.
But, but it wasn't even because because the reason they let them have it was because the ball, there was a player down, and then the ball came out to the wing, and then the player just like he slowed down play, but he wasn't kicking out. He didn't even
it looked like he was trying to kick it out, and then he messed up.
He just slowed it down and then saw a good run.
Yeah. All right.
So, I just think Aston Villa are a bit stupid and butthurt, but.
John Terry was getting in a bit angry with Bielsa, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So I saw something saying Bielsa's managed to piss off Lampard and Terry in his first year, so we should like him for that.
Okay.
I don't understand how John Terry can be pissed off at that, because Bielsa is like, this is like a must, was like a must win game for Leeds, and he was letting them score.
Hmm.
How can you have anything but like?
I did love the Leeds player though, as they're letting them score, that still tried to kick
the
ball away.
Was he actually? I mean, was he unaware of the?
No, he just didn't want to let.
He was aware. He didn't agree.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, how is Sol Campbell doing, by the way? Macclesfield,
he kept them up.
They stayed up.
Apparently, it was an impossible task, and he achieved.
Like, they were 6 points from safety when he took over.
Yeah, and the England's oldest football club, Notts County.
Lay down.
Go out of the Football League.
Oh, R.I.P. Notts County.
Juventus got their shirt colours from Notts County.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a fact for you.
There's a fact, yeah.
Oh. What was that, Johnny?
I was wondering, if they're the first club, who were they playing?
No, in the Football League. They're the oldest Football League club.
Oldest Football League.
Crystal Palace have scored again.
Have they? Does that mean Cardiff are down?
Yeah, they're Cardiff down.
Oh, bye-bye, Warnock.
Bye-bye, Warnock. Oh,
now. Shit.
Enjoy Fulham away, dickhead.
Is it time for everyone's favourite part of In Airplane Repair, the quiz time?
Yeah, baby.
Well, before we get too excited about the quiz, let me remind you, you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud, where you can join fellow... Oh, I can't even be asked to do this section. This
I can just make up some names.
Yep.
Celia Swastnickel.
Okay. You can join Celia Swastnickel on SoundCloud.com. And, of course, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts.
And Greta Thunberg.
And...
Oh, wow!
But now, let's hand over to our expert quizmaster, Otto_Wolf, for some Otto's quiz time.
All right. So to update you all on the scores, the predictions for my mark.
Oh yeah.
You were all actually, well, I got first, but you guys were actually too low. Everyone was too low.
Ah.
Did pretty well in that one.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it would.
So, good one, me.
Okay. So are we saying we all lose?
So we get like 1 point. And
yeah, yeah, so everyone apart from Thomas got 1 point.
What did you get?
I got 77.
Oh,
class,
shit.
Class.
Yeah, sorry for doubting you.
No, it's alright, it's fine. It's fine, you don't know.
What do I know? Right.
That's underestimated than overestimated, as they say. I've got some questions which are Champions League related for this week's quiz. Oh, yeah, sorry, points.
Oh, yeah, points.
Everyone's on. Jasper's on 64. Thomas, I did the classic thing of deleting your answer and then forgetting what it was. So I think you're on 59.
Oh no, I was a lot closer than that, I swear.
No.
I feel like he might have been closer.
Yeah.
No, fuck off.
I think he was.
Thank
Luke
you.
Just wants to play you in
thank
the playoff.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Luke is on 46 and Johnny's on 50.
Oh, nice.
I'm on 46.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
This feels like, oh, Jesus. You can tweet us, at Pilot Pundits. Are the scores completely incorrect?
I just don't think I was that far adrift.
Otto does have a history
of
bad
counting.
Yeah.
All
right.
All right. So, firstly, in the 2005 Champions League comeback, which Liverpool have to recreate to beat Barcelona, how many penalties did they score?
Ooh. Jesus, this is the kind of thing.
Did Liverpool score?
Yeah, not including the penalty in real time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that could have been pretty niche and sneaky.
This is the kind of thing you meant to know as a Liverpool fan, isn't it, probably?
I don't
know. Alright.
Alright, go.
Five.
Three.
Jasper?
Four.
There's four. Hey, so Jasper and who?
I got that.
Luke got it.
Oh shit, Luke.
Well, it's
not likely
they're
going to
score five. You know,
four
is a bit more reasonable.
So yeah, that question was just a little boring precursor to the real question. Who missed that penalty?
I've got an answer. Don't have no idea whether it's right. I have no idea if he was even playing, actually.
I don't really know who was in the team.
Ooh, maybe it was him actually.
Alright, let's start with Luke's answer.
Well, do I try and say something that could be right, or do I try and say something that won't embarrass me by saying a player who is not remotely even in the team, or, you know? So, it's tough, isn't it?
You're battling for survival, Luke. You've got to play attacking football.
I have, okay, I've got to go on the attack.
Wait, so why is the answer that could be right different? The answer you know is wrong but isn't embarrassing, and then an answer you don't know that is more embarrassing.
I don't know who's in the team!
I don't understand.
I'm not allowed to look at the team, am I?
No,
I can't.
We went over the team the other day.
I know.
No, you don't look at the team. You can't look at the team.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it.
Oh.
I'm not looking
at it. Dirk Kite. Attacking football.
I mean, I'm gonna get it wrong, mate. All right.
Good try, Luke.
Oh, it's another one as well.
I just don't know, man. This is tough. Steve Finnan.
Thomas Steve Finnan. Yep. Jasper.
Sammy Herpier.
Johnny.
I think I'm going to pull a Luke here. I was going to say Cow originally, but the response it got
totally changed my mind. That's actually quite unfair.
Appreciate the honesty.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe I should stick with my original answer.
Wait, can I just see when Dirk Cow came to Liverpool?
No, it was like 2008.
Really, is it?
yeah.
Many years after the
Dirk Cow. No, actually, he came the next year.
Oh, okay.
2006.
No, it was only just impossible.
It was only just impossible. The real answer, and I'm sorry, I'm sad that you
Luis Garcia.
John Anarisa.
Big man. John Anarisa.
I was like, I don't know if he was in the team then. So
big left foot. Big
massive left foot.
Huge left foot.
Yeah,
one of the
exactly.
biggest.
Probably get it too hard,
I'd say. Despite you guys laughing at me, you didn't get any more points than I did that question.
No, you're right. You're right, Luke. All right. Which two players have scored in the Champions League final for two teams?
Shit, man. This is the good part of the podcast.
This is a good old, that's a good old question, actually. That's quite hard.
I can tell you.
Two
players for 2 weeks. I can talk about
fuck.
I can talk about Marco Bielsa and why his tactics aren't working in Chelsea.
You mean Sarri?
Yeah, sorry, Sarri. Why his tactics aren't working.
Yeah. Oh man, this is
tough. Why are you guys waiting? So basically, he really relies on a triangle being formed, two centre backs and his centre defensive midfielder, and just Rudiger and David Luiz just aren't confident enough on the ball, and they always end up doing long passes or passes to the wings. And like you know, he's really important for him to build from the back. So that's one of the issues, and then also. He didn't really have any good strikers that could play with their back to goal, because Morata and Giroud weren't that good. So now he's brought in Gonzalo Higuain, but he's obviously low confidence and getting a bit old. And so it just hasn't worked. It just means the link-up play just hasn't quite been there. So he's played a type of football that it just hasn't worked, because he kind of has some players which don't work, but then also lots of English teams, they back off a lot more and actually... Chelsea this season actually have more possession than Napoli did when they were playing last season. And that just shows that actually it's not about them having the ball, it's about them, you know, the teams letting them play off, back off a bit more. Are you guys ready now?
I used to have
this is a real struggle, sure. Actually.
I've got no one. I just can't even think.
I've got one answer that I can just... make up.
Alright, do you want to just say some names? Just go for like Dirk out and like... Yeah.
Right. Should I say a name?
Yeah, do it, Jasper.
Etu.
Okay. And?
If you include his... I know... I'm going to say it anyway, but I'm pretty sure it's wrong. Ronaldo.
Okay. Thomas?
Shevchenko?
Yeah.
No, that is not correct. Do you say Ronaldo?
I'm pretty sure it's wrong, but because he missed a penalty in that game as well, in the shootout.
Oh, 2-6.
But Ronaldo, playing for who?
Man United. Because he did win the Champions League when he was there. And he played against Barcelona.
But did he actually score?
I don't think he did. But...
I don't know. Come back to me for my second one. I can't do my second one yet.
Okay, John.
Who was your first one?
I had Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's not correct.
Eto. And Luke?
I had Ronaldo.
And?
Dirk Kuyt.
Robinho.
Robinho?
Ibrahimovic. I don't know. Someone less funny than Robinho then. Ronaldinho.
No, you said Robinho. That's locked in.
I just don't know, man.
Ronaldo's right.
Wait. Thomas.
I don't know, like, this is just really hard. Like,
<Not that hard.
laughs> I just don't think Ronaldo scored in that game.
Right, you're getting your 5 second count.
Ronaldo.
Right, it is Ronaldo.
Yeah!
Hey!
And Mario Mandzukic.
Fascinating.
You guys could have worked that out. That's happened two finals close to each other very recently.
Could have worked that out.
So he scored for
Bayern Munich and Juventus.
And Bayern Munich, yeah.
Mm. Okay, could have worked that one out.
All right.
So there is one more question, but this one, I don't actually think we should do it, because I think we'll take infinitely longer than the last question did, and that one took a long time.
All right.
The question was going to be, what...
You could save it.
No, just say it.
What five players have won the Premier League, the Champions League, and the World Cup?
Too long, but excellent question.
Too long.
Let me just say it, but it doesn't count. Actually, that doesn't count.
What do you mean, like, normally the pressure stops you?
You think, I've got to think of something right, but we could just, you know, you could just say...
Just say loads of names.
We could just say two, yeah.
Yeah, so the two people, you know,
Juan Mata.
No.
David Silva.
That was quick, though. That was fast.
Henri.
Yeah, Henri is one.
Oh, but no points there. All right. Is that the end of the quiz then?
Well, we need to do a prediction.
Ah, oh, sweet.
All right.
Did Johnny... Oh, no, we can't do that again. The Snooker World Cup...
World Champion.
It's not.
Higgins. It's the only one I know.
The Snooker World Championship. Do you guys watch snooker? Because it's pretty obvious who's going to win.
I'm aware that Ronnie got beaten by an amateur.
Yeah,
he did.
That was
weeks ago as well. It goes on for a long time.
No, the final's tomorrow.
Oh, women's FA Cup final happening right now. 2-0 to Man City.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I guess we could just predict the Tottenham Ajax game.
Yeah, all right.
Or Man City Leicester.
Jimmy Vardy 2 goals, 3-1 to Leicester.
So we're doing that one.
Well, we don't have to. I'm just saying that's what I think is going to happen.
No, but I mean, like, well, you're just giving a free prediction, regardless of whether it's the official prediction.
Take it if you want.
Just take that one, boys.
This one's on me.
So what are we going for? Well, we're going top.
You tell us, mate. Yeah, this is your job.
You're in charge of the quiz.
This is the democratic part of the quiz.
No, fuck that. No. Dictate.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll do Ajax Tottenham. We'll do Ajax Tottenham.
Okay. I'm going to say 1-1.
All right.
Are we doing the whole result?
You just say the score you think it's going to be.
No, but I'm talking about the points. Where do the points come?
Yeah, you just say. I'll do all the points.
I'm just going to go with 3-1 Ajax.
All right.
Let's do it 2-1.
2-1 Ajax.
Oh.
There's a lot of things that come into my decision here, you know.
Shut the fuck up.
Do I predict what I think is going to be the result, or do I go for something
exciting,
so that if it's right, then I look like...
No one's taking the Tottenham win.
Yeah, I know that, Johnny. I'm very well aware of how the situation stands. It's also factored into my decision, because you, if I remember the quiz, you're only 2 points ahead of me now, so this is a big opportunity to make up ground. And I was thinking... 2-1 to Ajax, you know, but if I say that, I'm not making any gains. I'm not making losses, but I'm not making gains either. At this point, as Jasper said, I have to play attacking football.
Jesus.
Attack.
Dirk
out.
Is it 1 point for the correct result, 3 points for the correct score?
He'll deal with the scores, Luke. You just say a score.
3-2 to Ajax.
Whoa.
Wow, you've really pushed the boat out there.
The perfect answer.
It's pretty unlikely you're going to get 5 goals.
Can we discuss Spurs today, though?
Oh, yeah, do we discuss Spurs today?
Because they must be knackered. They played with 9 men for a half.
That's awful. That was probably the worst challenge I've seen all season.
Well, it was horrendous.
Son has got himself a nice rest, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's the only one, though.
But does he actually... Oh, I see, he's got... As in, he rested for the game.
Yeah.
I see.
He wasn't playing last time, so he's going to be back and full of beans.
It was quite unsun-like. But then maybe
it wasn't even too bad on him.
But maybe we all just have wrong ideas about Son.
Yeah. Me and my friend, my mate is a Tottenham fan. We were talking about why everyone at Tottenham is seemingly really dirty, and we were just saying there must be some kind of weird culture at Tottenham where they're just like very like.
It's Poch.
Luke, is our
maybe it's Poch, but yeah, maybe.
Luke, you've played the game at the highest level. Have you ever shared a dressing room with Son?
Me and him have never. You know, we haven't quite crossed paths yet.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have in the South Korean national team.
Is that the end of the quiz now? I guess that's the end.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Get an update on the scores.
Yeah, if you want.
Right, well, thanks very much for playing.
You didn't get any points this week. They're only about 5 points up the ground.
Johnny, do you have 2 yellow towels?
Yeah.
Yellows.
Exactly. Turn the fan on the road.
Yeah. All right, thanks very much for playing. Otto's quiz time. Any gossip, Jasper?
I've only 2 points difference now between Luke and Johnny.
Ah, well played, Luke.
All I will say is this certain manager's daughter that was going out with my friend has just completely blocked him from everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they still going out?
No, heartbreak.
Oh, wow, shit.
She broke his heart like he as in her father broke many a club.
Wow, that might be too much information.
But then, potentially. Why is he contacting him anyway then?
Wait, does that mean he was at this club and he did a bad job and like broke them, you know, from having that close relationship? Or you mean he defeated them on the pitch?
No, he was a bad manager.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you see Michael Owen's predictions for the Champions League final?
Yes.
Oh, incredible. No, what's that?
Should we recreate? Oh. Johnny, build up the tension. It was so funny. He was like, Barcelona and they're like, come on up, Michael, we need an answer. He's like, Liverpool. Chris Sutton.
Was he trying to be funny?
No. He's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for the gossip. Do we need to do a little simulation before we go?
How much are you going to have to go right now, if that's all right?
Okay, thanks very much.
I'm sorry. I didn't realise it was already 24/7. I'm doing so at 7:30.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week. See you next week.
Bye, Otto.
For more great statistical analysis.
See you, Otto.
Bye.
Are you saying that to me or are you saying that to our guests?
I'm saying it to...
Statistical analysis.
Oh, I'm always... Yeah, okay, it didn't make any sense. Alright, okay. I reckon we should wrap this up, probably. Should we do one simulation before we go? Anyone dying to...
I'm dying to do one. Oh, Cardiff have pulled one back.
A consolation for Cardiff. Bobby Reid hits back in the 90th minute. Okay, you want to simulate something? Go ahead.
Give me something to simulate and I will simulate.
Oh, I thought you were saying you had something.
No,
you
I just want to.
Liverpool, Newcastle?
Yeah, alright, let's do it.
Ready? 2-1. 2. Drumroll, please. Liverpool.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very
Newcastle
much.
Go ahead. Christian Atsu.
Oh.
Daniel Sturridge pulls one back before a late Henderson.
Oh, yeah, the captain.
Goal, yeah.
I like that. That's good.
And then he's going to shout to them, we will not let this slip.
Yeah.
And then the last match he'll slip.
Wow. Yeah. You couldn't write that script. Oh, he's not going for the Rondon... wait. Yo, what happened to Perez? Oh, Perez is playing. What happened to that guy?
Which one?
The new guy.
That American guy. What's his name?
The new guy.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
He's great. He's out. He's not in the squad.
Probably injured.
Probably is injured. Naby Keita's going to miss the rest of the season. I mean, no, that isn't necessarily a very long time.
Firmino rested again.
You know, Firmino not even in the squad.
What did you think about Gomez starting your right back? First game back for months. He struggled a little bit.
He's done that a few times with Gomez in the big games where he wants to be a bit more conservative. And it's just, it makes sense in a way, but his delivery is just nowhere near Trent's. So
Robertson had a very good game, but his delivery wasn't there.
Robertson was high quality, but
he was just,
well, no, they I thought they were getting, there was a point where they brought on Valverde, changed something at the back to deal with Robertson.
Put Semedo on.
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't start with Semedo.
Yeah. I don't know, Robertson. Yeah, I would have liked to see Trent in that game. There was a couple of poor crosses from Joe, but he's better at centre back. I don't know why he didn't.
Sturridge hat trick and then rip up Barca.
And then Sturridge is going to rip up Barca. This is it. His final send off.
So final send off.
Do we know Cardiff are down now, right?
Yes. Yeah, mathematically.
Has the game finished?
I think it's done. Yeah, Cardiff are down. Farewell, Cardiff.
So our bottom three is decided.
Cardiff, Fulham, and Huddersfield.
So all that's, well, top four and title still to go.
Of course. I mean, I think Liverpool are going to drop points tonight. But there you go.
I think it's the Wolves' last game of the season, which is,
I think, yeah, they're both going to lose on the last game of the season, and it's going to be unbelievable.
But does it really matter? I don't know. I know what you mean, but I just feel like this is the big one, you know? If they beat Newcastle, they can beat Wolves. I just feel like it all depends on Man City against Leicester. I don't know. Yeah, Wolves are tough, aren't they?
Oh no! If they have to beat Wolves, you can imagine. I mean,
I mean, like if Leicester have beaten Man City and Liverpool, know they've got to beat Wolves to win the league.
Yeah,
that's a bit different. But then they never know. Final day, all to play for. Man City slipping up at Brighton. It's not going to happen.
If Man City like lost or drew to Leicester, Klopp would just play a B team against Barcelona?
No.
In half, yes. Like he, would, I don't, not B team, but
because there was an I read something today saying Spurs before the game should just play a B team against Bournemouth, yeah, sort of accept the defeat, because it's so rare to get to a Champions League semi.
Yeah, final. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. I don't know. I feel like, honestly, the Liverpool, I think Liverpool fans, they like the Champions League, but that will come again. Oh, Man City have won.
Also, is there a where when you're at the end of the season, you can just kind of, you don't have to worry about injuries as much, you can just go for it.
Maybe you just fucking
get tired.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, on that note, shall we end? All right. Thanks very much to Johnny Vickers, fan on the road. Bye bye.
Luke, bye-bye. You've had scissors in your hands the entire pod. What's going on there?
They're just on my desk. Something, you know, good to fiddle with.
Dangerous to fiddle with.
If you know what you're doing.
Farewell, Luke Stamper.
Yeah, goodbye. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye. And thank you and goodbye, Jasper Kawaja.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next week. It probably won't be next week because we've got on quite
see
flat.
See you next month.
Oh, yeah, for our Premier League review. We didn't do Team of the Season. We'll do that next time.
Yeah, we'll do it when the season finishes, like you should do.
Exactly. You shouldn't be voting for some award in
the middle. Shots fired at the PFA there, by the way.
Yeah. Shots fired. Farewell.